I whipped my phone out to grab a quick picture of this priceless moment. My family, on our annual lake trip, had continued the tradition of me and my cousins washing our hair in the lake. I thought a picture with all of us smiling with soapy heads would be such a fun and cute picture to look back on. This picture could even be a lot of fun to post on my spam Instagram. I had just created a separate spam Instagram that I wanted to use as a digital diary of sorts to document my life in high school and all of the small moments that I was likely to forget about. But I hesitated posting the picture. I wasn't sure I wanted this picture to be on the internet, even though I made this digital diary specifically to record all the fun things I would experience in high school. Wasn't the point of having this digital diary to be genuine with everyone and have fun recording moments that will become memories one day? My mind was still hung up on the question, did I want everyone to see this picture? There wasn't anything wrong with the picture, but something did not feel right to me. Did I really want to post this picture and put myself out there for the possibility of being judged by a random acquaintance that follows me on Instagram simply for participating in a well-loved tradition in my family? This hesitation and slight fear that came from simply wanting to post a goofy picture on social media made me face the harsh realities of how we as teenagers put pressure on what we appear as on social media. Society puts too much pressure on how we are perceived. Social media has made this problem even more prominent. Many people, especially teens, find themselves questioning whether or not they want to post something on social media out of fear for how it may make them look. While this fear can be a good thing in some circumstances, many would say that the pressure to keep an image or aesthetic on social media has become unbearable. Junior Quinn Douglas, who has had her spam Instagram account since last winter, believes that teens struggle with perfectionism on social media because they worry about how others may view them. Most people feel the pressure to be perfect on social media because there's an image of themselves that they want to keep up, and some photos don't fit, or they want it to be a different image, Douglas said. Junior Lydia Newfarth, who has had a spam Instagram account since 2018, explains why she believes that teens today face pressure to uphold an image of themselves on social media. Because people are just judgmental. They'll see something and say, that's kind of weird. I think they're scared of what other people would think, so they make private stories and keep things private, Newfarth said. Teens have adapted to this struggle to try to be perfect on social media in many different ways, one of them being creating spam accounts or digital diaries. Many, including myself, will make these accounts separate from their main account and post different things than they usually would. I post less conventional things on my digital diary because I think it's funny. I'm usually laughing as I write the captions. I tried to post kind of funny stuff on my main account, but I like having two accounts. I get to post more, and it's just fun, Newfarth said. Douglas explains that she created a separate Instagram account because she doesn't want a random person's grandma that follows her to see what she posts. My family follows my normal Instagram, and I want to be able to post all of my funny pictures that they wouldn't approve of, Douglas said. Having an outlet to post more fun and lighthearted content teaches teens that it's okay to be genuine on the internet with their followers/friends. I like having a spam Instagram account because I like being real with everybody, Douglas said. Not only can having a digital diary act as a sort of exposure therapy to being genuine on the internet, but having an account dedicated to documenting the day-to-day can also teach teens to be more reminiscent and reflective about their time spent in high school. No one likes high school. Even if there are parts of high school you may enjoy, by the end of your senior year, you are literally counting down the days till you can graduate. Because we have this constant mentality of looking forward and go, 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 I think we sometimes lose sight of what is happening in our lives. We don't take the time to appreciate the little things, like hangouts with our friends or a beautiful sunset, because we are so focused on what's going to happen next. Now, more and more on social media, we see older people and how they act. So we see all these older people and what they're doing. So it's like, oh, I'll just copy that and what they're doing because it's cool. It's easier to mature when you have so many things thrown at you by social media, Newfarth said. With society telling teens it is cool to mature fast and live a fast-paced life, it becomes easy to overlook the beauty in day-to-day life. Having a digital diary can help us have a place where we can reminisce on events in our lives that could have been soon forgotten, but they won't be, simply because they are documented on a digital diary. My spam account really is like a digital diary. I post pictures that are really weird and out of context for everyone that sees it, but I don't care because they're important for me. Like, for example, I posted this one picture recently of me sitting on the floor laughing with red stuff all over my face. To everyone else, I'm sure that picture looked a little crazy, but to me that picture reminds me of a sweet memory with my boyfriend. We were baking a red velvet cake because they're my favorite, when I accidentally got some batter on my boyfriend. He then took batter and splattered it all over my shirt, and that pretty much interrupted into a full-on food fight. So while that picture does slightly look like I'm bleeding from my mouth, it has a really special memory attached to it. Having my spam account helps me remember these special small moments. That memory could have been something that was forgotten in a few years, but it will be a part of my Instagram forever, and I can look back at it whenever I want. All in all, no one cares about what you post that much, so post that picture. Don't hesitate out of fear or of judgment from your peers. Choose to ignore this fear and post your silly picture for the memories.